Trevor Bauer and the Indians look to complete a four-game series sweep at Target Field on Father's Day, and Bauer gets some help on defense in the second.
Lined up the middle and into center field. Coming around third, Kepler will try to score. Zimmer's throw is in time. They got him at the dish. Another low throw from Bradley Zimmer that just skimmed over the top of the mound and got to Roberto Perez, who applied the tag. And that denies the Twins of scoring the game's first run.
You know what? I was thinking, okay, maybe Santana could have cut that ball. They could have got the guy at third base, but they let it go, and they get him again because it's so low. Watch Zimmer come in and gets rid of it quickly, and it hits over that mound. He did it in Cleveland. He does it here, and here we come at home plate. Let's take a good look at it high above. He never touched the plate with that front leg, but maybe the back leg.
Nope.
No, they will not challenge.
Kipnis has batted twice in the leadoff spot. Lindor has batted twice in the leadoff spot. This man has just hit everything in sight way out of here. Once again, he drives one to the second deck in left field for a home run. And the Indians take a 1-0 lead on the 15th home run of the year by Encarnacion. And as Edwin takes the parrot for a ride, Arch, I have to ask you, I mean, this guy hits some absolute tape measure shots. Oh, what a pitch. He absolutely dropped the curveball right on the outside corner and locks up Vargas to end the inning. Third K for Bauer. And the Indians lead it 1-0 after four. There you go. He did. He's out. And that's strikeout number four for Bauer. Yeah, I mean, they really have never looked back. And there's another high fly ball deep left field. Rosario is out of room. It's out of here once again. Edwin Encarnacion sends one to the middle deck in left field. His second straight homer in the game. And it's his third home run of the weekend. And that one was as high as it was far. And it gives the Indians a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, that was light tower power right there. And that's a tone setter. I mean, that one just kept going and going, and they're thinking, please come down. Well, it came down in the second deck. Look at that swing. And he cut it off, and he drops a bat. He knew he hit it well. So he give Eddie two more home runs, now with 16 on the year.
A rocket hit by Sano. That's going to score Kipnis. Ramirez has to stop at second because that ball nearly took Sano's head off. That ball was hit extremely hard.
Yeah, he's you give him another RBI, and then you're right, he's hitting it hard. Let's look at it real time. He tried to go up and in, and that ball was just by. So you don't want to be an infielder with guys like this who are swinging the bat. See how fast that ball went past him.
I mean,
he just don't have a barely reaction.
By the time he put his glove down, it was by him, I think.
So Eddie has driven in all four for the Tribe.
Encarnacion would finish 3-for-4 with all five Cleveland RBIs. The Indians win 5-2. So Cleveland does complete the four-game series sweep against the Twins, and Trevor Bauer gets the victory. The right-hander goes 7 and allows 2 runs on 4 hits with 8 strikeouts. With the win, the Indians improve to 21-14 on the road this season. They open up a 2-game lead atop the American League Central standings. Here's the manager, Terry Francona.
Except for the, you know, when he hit, I think he hit Vargas, and then, you know, they hit a squared a couple balls up, and because of the score, you know, we got to go to our bullpen because I thought today was far and away his best outing. I mean, everything, the intent to attack the strike zone. His stuff was good. He worked ahead. He just filled up the strike zone with a bunch of quality pitches. We're thrilled with the way he was throwing the ball. On days when today could have been a really frustrating day, you know, we got the line moving, which we like, but man, we weren't doing much with runners in scoring position. And then Eddie just kind of, you know, had one of those days where, thank goodness he showed up. You know, we had told him last night he could take the day off today. I'm glad he didn't. And right now he is getting, you know, he's getting locked in, and he's dangerous. And you know, even the last at bat when he rifles a ball to right field, you know, after pulling those balls for home runs. I mean, sometimes, you know, when you get a guy like Eddie, you kind of hope that there's days like this, you know, where, you know, three-run homer and you win some games because of that.
Zimmer's defense has been pretty impressive so far, but how nice is he keeps the ball down like those guys from center?
You know, and I know, like, when we got him, talked to Weedy at length about Zim, just because, you know, he hasn't played a lot yet. And, you know, he kind of talked about how, you know, he's still learning out there. But he gets really good jumps. He pays attention. And he, like you said, he keeps the ball down. Now, it was a great throw anyway. But if it's not, runners aren't moving up. But that's it. You don't see a lot of guys get thrown out from center field very often on base hits anymore. You know, just, but he's got plenty on it where he can keep it down and keep the mound out of it and accurate.
Veteran right-hander Trevor Bauer was a big key to helping the Indians complete the sweep on Sunday. He's now 6-5 for the year.
Yeah, first inning, the first couple pitches I threw, I saw it was 94, 95, and I knew I had more in the tank. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, it's gonna be a good day. And pretty much everything worked.
What does it mean to come to Minnesota with the circumstances what they were? What does it say about your team and your teammates that you guys were able to have a weekend like this where you get a sweep in four games in 3 days?
It says a lot. I mean, we know we're capable of playing like this. This is the intensity that we need to bring on a day-in, day-out basis. Everyone was up for these games, excited. Even, like, two games in one day, traditional day night, it's a tough situation. But no one let down. We were intense the entire time. And I think we proved a lot to ourselves, if nothing else.
What's the play like Bradley Zimmer's throw from center field do for a pitcher? You weren't on the ropes, but that would have gave the lead to the Twins, and who knows how the game goes from there.
Right, it's huge. I mean, anytime you give a team a lead, it's harder to come back. So it's 0-0. I think we came back and we put one on the board. Our next at bat, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, you know, playing defense like that and throwing guys out, keeping runs off the board is huge for me and for team confidence as well.
For a starting pitcher, can you take this start into your next start and have that same rhythm? Or how difficult is that because every 5 days things change?
It'll be a new day. There'll be different challenges to deal with, you know, in 5 days. But, I felt good today. I'm happy to be able to finish off the sweep and give the team a good outing so we can go to Baltimore happy.
I only ask that because I think you're going to face the same team.
Yeah. Like I said, there'll be other challenges to figure out.
The Indians continue their road trip on Monday in Baltimore. Corey Kluber will make the start in the opener.